The FBI set up an office inside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing 1 year after 9/11. A handful of staffers under a Chinese-American director are responsible for sharing information with their Chinese counterparts. Also, after the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people, the U.S. opened the gate for the export of key anti-terrorism equipment and technology to China. Its security personnel were seen on the streets of Beijing during the 2008 Olympics. Melvin Leffler is a history professor at the University of Virginia.
What strikes me about the Bush administration after 9/11 is that I think there was a much more pronounced effort to try to collaborate and cooperate and work out differences with China. To some extent, they were quite successful in doing that.
Despite the two countries' repeated promises to deepen anti-terrorism cooperation and support each other's efforts, they've actually done something together in a war on terror. International relations experts such as Zhang Yao from the Shanghai Institute of International Studies say this comes as a no surprise because the two countries face different terrorist threats. Wang Wei is director of the Anti-Terrorism Department at China's Ministry of Public Security. He says in general, the terror threat to China is not as prominent as it is in the United States. Most of the known terrorist groups are active in China's northwestern Xinjiang Autonomous Region, which have limited links to international terrorist groups. But these groups are incapable of posing any threat to the United States and its troops in Afghanistan. Moreover, America's basic foreign policy on emerging powers, including China, did not have any fundamental changes after 9/11. History professor Melvin Leffler again.
The policies and priorities of the Bush administration did shift. The administration did embrace a war on terror, but the most fundamental elements of the Bush administration's new policies actually coincided with many long-term trends in the history of American foreign policy.
More fundamentally, as international relations expert Zhang Yao says, perhaps the only commonalities that China and the U.S. share in the anti-terrorism campaign are some broad principles.
The two countries differ on what terrorism is, who should be labeled terrorists, and what approach is the most effective to fight against the terrorism.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said ahead of the 10th anniversary of 9/11 that development and improving people's livelihoods are the ways to root out terrorism. Coincidentally, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also said the U.S. is now combining diplomacy, development, and necessary military action to achieve its anti-terrorism goals. As the United States have started to hand over security responsibilities to Afghanistan, and a war on terror expected to take a backseat in the 2012 presidential election, China and the United States may find more common ground on counterterrorism campaigns in the future. For CRI, I'm Su Yi.